What are things looking like at Harmony Food Co-op these days? Are you busier than normal, less busy? What's happening with the new normal?
Well, you know, the last month has been kind of a series of a kind of a amping up. It really kind of started around February 8th, and that week grew pretty significantly, and then the following week as well. Last week was kind of down a little bit more towards what we had been experiencing in sales. And this week, I'm reading it as people are listening to the shelter in place. There may be busy periods. It's different from, obviously, because more people can shop throughout the day. We don't have quite that intense after work rush that we would typically have. And so kind of, I'd say, busy spots. But we're kind of actually at this point a little bit averaging out after I think everyone got their primary pantry covers filled up. So
yeah, so that reminds me, how's the toilet paper situation? Are we over that yet?
We have had paper in periodically. You know, some of the cleaning supplies can be a little bit challenging, not as far as people purchasing, but really being able to have things at our stations like hand wipes. But we got word that they're in the warehouse, and so we just keep reordering them and getting them in as we can. I think one really important thing to realize for folks is that there's not a food shortage. It's really about, especially when we, and actually for metro areas or for us, there is only so much product that that warehouse can hold at one time and then replenish, and the workers, you know, so you go back, there's food, but those warehouses are getting cleaned out so significantly. And whether it's out in the warehouse and they're just waiting for that next truck to come in and bring it, or even if the warehouse has it, getting it up north, you know, they have truck routes and they're set. And it's not like they can go out and buy X number more trucks or X number more drivers or more warehouse pickers and get all that product in to fill up every week. So that's why there's been some, you know, some delays, but we're now seeing more product coming in more consistently. So that kind of helps to prove that point. When I send out a letter or a notice to our owners and customers, it's like there's food and supplies on the shelf. The system is working. It's just that it kind of got, it just, you know, with that large amount of inventory going out in 2 weeks, it takes a little bit of time to get some of those things in sequence in the process and back in, that's all.
You know, besides things like toilet paper and cleaning products, I think I've read that there has been a shortage of flour. Have you guys had that happen there?
You know, I think certainly there is kind of a run on the basics. But, you know, one of the things that we love about being connected to our local sources is when we had any difficulty getting that in from the larger warehouse, we went right to Natural Way Mills and where we've done orders before and picked up our orders. So, you know, that's where that came in for us. And we were able to get more 25-pound bags of flour and more of the larger bags that we use to fill our bins. So that is not a product specifically that we have experienced an out on.
Maybe I'm reading that in places like New York City where people are, you know, they're deciding maybe I'm going to stay home and bake.
You know, there's so many difficulties and challenges, and the you know, the alarm, and it's good that people are being concerned and staying at home and doing some cooking. It's in a bizarre way interesting in this area. As I drive home, I'm seeing so many people walking, and the idea of us thinking about nutrition and health in this. So as we are able to get through this as a community and pouring all our efforts into keeping people safe and healthy, it is a, as you say, a new normal, and seeing that people are making those choices really heartens me. You know, basically, everyone's doing as much as they can in their personal lives, but seeing the folks out there trying to make everything available and safe as well in our emergency response people. So.
Yeah. I'm talking with Colleen Bakken. She's general manager of Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji. Now, Governor Waltz has, as you said earlier, issued a shelter-in-place order for Minnesota, but you and your staff still have to come to work in a place where lots of people come and go. What's that been like for you?
You know, we take on. One of the key things I think has been being able to communicate with as many. We've been having more meetings than we typically do, and talking about how Harmony's commitment to the community, and we've always conveyed that and do it in a multiplicity of different ways. But right now we talk a lot about how, about our service to community and that being part of our deep mission and end statement that is really embodied right now. In one respect, it feels entirely normal because it's what we're used to doing. In another respect, there's all of these reminders that it is very different. You know, the reminders from all the sort of sanitation safeguards that we put in place for customers and as well for shoppers. We say keeping everyone safe and everyone healthy. So it's those reminders that make it different. But, you know, honestly, when it gets right down to whether it's ordering the product or getting the trucks in or assisting customers on the floor or through the transaction at the till, it is just getting down and doing it to the best of our abilities with some of the smart and safe restrictions that we have.
What are some of the things that you're doing and that we can all do together to keep people safe as possible when they come to the store?
You know, we all really like the term social distancing, but I think sometimes, at least in the beginning, it got a little confusing. It's like, what does that really mean?
Yeah.
It's physical distancing. And so, you know, our staff are really working with just, really, it's about education for all of us. And how do we communicate that we're used to walking right up to a person or someone is used to reaching over someone and grabbing something off the shelf if they're stocking? So we're trying to find ways, true to us, that are really friendly to say, hey, let me get out of your way. How can I help you? And to really reinforce that physical distancing for everyone, kind of that 6 feet piece. We're really fortunate to have a store that is not, that the aisles are nice and wide. We have not run into any sort of issues like in the metro areas where they're monitoring how many people are in a store. We're able to have capacity. We have not run into that, which is super nice. One thing I have tossed out in communications to the public is consider, you know, since everyone's staying at home and then they go out to get their groceries, keep it a ride that is enjoyable with a partner or a friend, but one shopper per household helps to keep that physical distancing in place just by the number of people here. That's one thing we're asking, is just kind of have a primary shopper for the household. Mm-hmm. One, another piece is really, I think sometimes gets overlooked because it's so common, is just that sanitizing. You know, sanitize your hands. We always have hand sanitizer or wipes at the front, and which can help with yourself and with the cart, with each shopper, and our staff are always sanitizing. And in fact, some stores have, you know, shortened hours. They open later and close earlier for cleaning. But what we've been able to do with our staffing is to have someone who's going around hourly and hitting all the multi-touch points and bleaching and cleaning, as well as a commercial cleaner coming in the evenings. So that is one of the things that we really stress in-house, is keeping, that is our first and best defense. We have added plexiglass, as most stores in the area and Bemidji have done, which feels really different, but everyone's kind of starting to get used to it. You got to talk a little bit louder because there is a barrier there. But, you know, it's all those pieces that allow us to do our jobs really well and then keep helping the customers by just inserting those certain levels of safe health and safety. So,
yeah. One of the things I've read on your blog is that you are trying to be really helpful to at-risk people, and you have a buddy program. Tell me about that.
You know, that was one of the first things as we were, because, you know, I use the term that this whole COVID-19 scenario kind of erupted as far as, you know, not that we didn't know that it was happening in other places, but that it got closer and closer. Okay, what do we do? You know, how do we meet people's needs? And, you know, dealing at the same time, if we were going to be able to do serve the people who are coming into the store, it's like immediately, how do we serve all those marvelous customers and owners who are at higher risk? So we thought of, let's do the Harmony Grocery Buddy program. One of our owners also had initiated a question about how can we help people who are in highly vulnerable states? I know for my own self, my mom has asthma and has to use oxygen. And so it's like, yeah, how do we really help these folks out? So anyway, what we came up with is the idea that somebody can call in an order. We can take it over the phone. We have a form. We ask them a few questions, and we charge it to their credit card, and they can have a buddy that will come in and pick it up. What that allows then is people not to be, who are at risk, to have to come to the store. And it is also set up for people who are ill so they can stay at home and still get their groceries and what they need without going out when they need to be staying at home and resting and taking care of themselves. It works in conjunction with having somebody who can pick it up for you. We have, since we started the program, had people who volunteer and say, I can, if somebody can't to get in to get it, I will take it to them. So, you know, there is that component too, and we feel with this program, we are able to really feel like we're really meeting the needs of all folks in the community. And so we were just pleased to be able to offer that.
Living in a pandemic is new to all of us, and I'm sure we're going to have to adapt and try new things as time goes by. Do you have a message to Harmony's members or customers or the community in general about what we're going to expect in time to come?
I do, and I try to get those out every other week because they do change in what we need. But I think as we're stabilizing and seeing everyone's a little bit more prepared for what to expect within this immediate time frame, right? Because we don't know what it's like next week. We've learned that it changes. But I think there's never been a time that's required us to use all of our cooperative muscles to our fullest capacity as right now. And when I talk about cooperative muscles, I mean because we immediately serve the customers, the owners who own the business. We can adapt very quickly and learn and move as fluidly and agile as we can. You know, we're doing some of the same things, but it's new muscles that we're learning to stretch. And that's how we're looking at it. As we go into this and we have the capacity to do this, and everyone can know that we are doing everything to the best of our ability, and we will continue to do so. It takes, you know, understanding, patience, and cooperative support for all of us, but we've got that. I had a customer the other day who said, I came in and did my weekly shopping, and honestly, it was clean, there was food on the shelf, and I felt calm. Mm-hmm. To me, that's success.
Yeah.
That is what we are doing. If we can have people come in, know that they can feel safe with getting their products, that we'll do our best to have the products that they need, and they feel some calmness in the process, I can't think of hitting a higher mark. So that is what we are striving to do. And, you know, one thing I tell the staff, whenever we have a meeting together, we are going to get through this. We will.
That's Colleen Backen. She's general manager at Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji. You can find them online at harmonyfoods.coop or on Facebook. Thanks for talking with me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the radio.